It's 8:55 and 54 degrees with sunshine outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets this morning as we bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, as we look at the markets here this morning, soybeans getting a little bit of a bump here in the early going.
Yeah, it seems like here this morning we got the beans supported by worries about Argentina rains down there still. We also had some pretty good sales here announced this morning, export sales. And the corn, I think, is getting a little bit of pressure, although it's right now about unchanged, getting some pressure because of the weather, and looks like planting should weather should be good for planting here over the next week or so. We'll look here to start with on what we're doing here on the corn. The corn is right now on the maize up about 0.75 cents, 374 3/4. December 385 1/4, down 1/4. May beans are up 4.5 at 952 1/2, and November at 962 1/2, up 3 1/4. Wheat right now is down about 3.5 cents. For the week, we're up about 10 cents on the corn, about 30 cents on the soybeans, and wheat's down about 6 for the week. The outside markets, we have the dollar a little bit lower, the gold is slightly higher, and the crude is down about $1 today, $1 per barrel. The sales that I mentioned earlier, we sold 344,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, and that was for this crop year, 15-16 crop year, which is kind of interesting. And we sold 132,000 metric tons of beans to China for the 16-17 crop year. So that was a little bit unexpected. I think it should support the beans. As I said, I think corn planters will be running here. Extended forecasts look pretty favorable. They took a little bit of the rain out again this morning here, yesterday and today, or on the forecast changes, a little bit less rain than expected. Export sales were decent yesterday, good for corn, above average or above expectations for soybeans. We're running about 80% of the expected on corn compared to five-year average of 86%, and on beans we're about 97% of expected, and that's about the same as the average. We do have a commitment of traders report out this afternoon, as we always do on Friday, and it'll be looked at very close as far as, you know, how many more beans have the funds put on long, and how many of the shorts on the corn have they taken off. I think that'll be interesting, and the trade will be looking at that pretty close. We do have a NOPA crush out this afternoon as well, or this morning, excuse me. Corn open interest, just talking about the fund position. Yesterday, corn open interest was down about 20,000 contracts, and beans were up by 11,000. So that would tell you that the beans, the funds are, the specs are putting on some new long positions and getting out of some of the short position they've got on the corn. So I think with that, Brian, that pretty much covers it. We'll see if we can close this week here higher on the corn and beans, and see if we can come in next week and keep that going.
All right, Bill, sounds like a plan. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bill Gentry with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday. Quick glance at the outside markets. The Dow is up 2 points right now, 17,929. The S&P down at 1.5. That's at 2,081. And the NASDAQ is off 6 points at 4,339. In weather today, you heard Drew talk about it. Really pleasant spring weather, and it's really going to help dry things out here over the next week. Sunny skies today, high of 72 degrees. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low 49. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Sunny and just a touch warmer tomorrow. The high is 75 degrees with southeast winds 5 to 10. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 49. And for Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 76 degrees. Looks like we'll get a few clouds rolling in early next week, which will bring our temperatures down just a little bit in the upper 60s for Tuesday and Wednesday. But no mention of rain until a slight chance Thursday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.